Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve, Sharpie, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Lisa.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
How are you?
I'm spiffy. All right. What we're going to be talking about today is the holidays at Walt Disney World Resort. How apropos. I know it's December.
That's why we're talking.
That's why it's apropos.
But we're going to release this show in July.
Yeah. We like to get
Christmas
way ahead.
Christmas in July always works.
Mm-hmm. It gets people excited about the holidays.
And I have to tell you guys, I have switched to my Christmas wine glasses, so I am now drinking out of a Disney Christmas wine glass, because
See?
That is important to know.
Now, wait. So if we start doing a Mouse Chat video podcast...
I'm not going to be able to drink. What's
you,
up with
no,
that?
You
can wait
have
a minute.
A
that would,
wine glass
that would
show.
Add something to it, I think.
You would just need to drink from a Disney glass.
They're always a Disney glass.
There you go. Okay, well then...
I wouldn't dream of drinking out of
I object to the whole video podcast idea unless all the requests
in my... I
need
makeup.
I have a whole list of things I need.
I demand the
Demands?
Same thing as
friends. Yes. You have a writer?
I have a writer.
All red M&Ms.
I also need a backdrop because I podcast out of the bedroom.
Yes. If you see a bald guy over there, that's just Lauren's husband. Just ignore him.
Gonna...
is
and what does this have to do with the holidays?
Nothing.
Is the season.
For what?
Making
know.
Fun of people's husbands. Mine's next.
Mr. Wing Wong.
Yes, exactly.
Wing Wong Wing.
That's my husband.
All right. All
Poor right. Kevin.
I know.
Someone asked me earlier, why didn't you change your last name? And I was like, seriously?
Yeah, I've actually asked you that before.
Yeah.
You were like, think about it. I was like, oh, sorry.
Some things go without explanation.
Oh, you know what? We have to say hi to Allison. Remember Allison who we met on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Allison listens to the
go
show.
Ahead, tell us the funny story.
Didn't you ride with her husband or something?
It was her brother-in-law.
Her brother.
So it was the three of us. And of course, I'm always like the third wheel. Or no, it's the fifth wheel, right? Yes. If it were a bicycle, that would make sense. Anyway,
okay, so Chris is the odd man out.
I am the odd man out. So Lisa and Steve rode in one, and I get in, and this guy gets in, and I'm like, oh God, I have to ride with a stranger. Because, you know, I have like stranger anxiety, right? And so, of course, to overcompensate, I'm like, start talking to him, and he tells me he's a Disney fan, and I say, have you heard of Mouse Chat? And he said, yes. And I thought, oh, he's being polite. But it turns out he's a Mouse Chat fan. And then he said, do you mind when we get off if we meet my sister-in-law? She's a huge Mouse Chat fan. And so we did. And we met her. And she was excited. And we were like, and she was like surprised that we were excited to meet her. And we're like, come on, look at us. Of course, we're excited to meet you. So anyway. So thank you, Allison. You made our day.
We're starting to actually run into more and more people, though.
Yes.
In the park.
I really feel sorry for him.
Well,
you
get all bruised up.
Yeah. Let me hug you.
Sorry.
I need to bring
we run
chat
into
pins.
People.
I forget.
No. Do what?
Oh, that one just didn't work with Chris.
Sorry.
Yeah, I need to bring more mouse chat pins. So I don't
yeah, we do.
We go
good one, Lisa.
I'll try.
I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Not worth going back for.
Okay.
But
never
that
mind.
Was. Didn't we run into them during the Christmas party or no?
It was during the Christmas party.
Yeah, that's the only time we went to the park.
That's why
that's
it was
right.
just the three of us.
And the Christmas party this year was pretty nice.
It was very good this year, yes.
You know, again, how appropriate.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
Segways.
About tonight.
I can't imagine it was that good without me and Sharpie.
It's true.
Well, yeah, that's
nothing
true.
Can be that good without
you know,
us.
Lauren, I was there for 5 days with a 5-day park hopper, and so was Lisa, and not one time did we use our ticket.
I believe it. We had that last year.
We didn't go one. The only time we went to the park was for the Christmas party on that ticket.
Yes.
And then I didn't go ever. I never stepped foot in a park.
You should tell
that's,
people
that's
where
a
you
shame.
Were.
Or,
well,
we
well
were
last
the,
year they gave us park time because of the mine train.
And because of the magic bands, they wanted you to try them out.
Yeah.
This year they didn't care.
Yeah, we all
this
went
this year
down.
They're like, you know, we're done.
They know they don't work by this point.
Yes, we went down for the Disney Earmarked conference, so we were there for 5 days learning about travel. We met Samantha Brown.
Well, you didn't meet her.
Well,
you were in the audience, and she
we were
spoke.
In the audience, and she like flung her hair, and a little bit of sweat from her hair got on my wrist.
Did
excited.
You have a moment?
I did. I still I kept it.
Yeah.
Put it in a little bottle.
You know, on that trip, he proposed to two people.
I did, and I did propose to Ivana Dream.
I've proposed to Ivana Dream.
Which Chris Sharpie and you have met before. Sharpie met her when we went to that group conference, and she busted into
She was lovely.
Meeting. Yeah.
So
I think Sharpie was a little scared.
I got down on one knee.
I have to admit, I was a little shocked at first, but we adapted.
Once you get to know Ivana, you just yeah, right. You adapt.
I only saw the one picture of you proposing to Ivana Dream.
Yeah,
I didn't see the other proposal.
Down on my
knee. Other proposal was to the drag queen.
Oh, and then
that's right.
Yes, and then
that was funny.
This has absolutely nothing to do.
Why
with
Why were
holidays.
You proposing to all to drag queens and
how was this
Ivana?
A holiday story?
This yes. is his niche now. He just goes around.
It was
yeah,
a weird.
I can see that.
It was a really odd 5 days.
What's going to happen if somebody actually says yes to him, Lisa?
I hope it was Matthew, the drag queen, because that would have been awesome. I would have come to your wedding. I would have worn white.
But anyway,
too.
So we were at the. Disney's
Earmark Conference.
Earmark Conference, and then we went to the Christmas party.
I would like to say that I was not there for the Earmark Conference. I was there for IAPA, which is a theme park conference, and I might add, a lot more fun. So.
Yeah, and we need to do a show on that too.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, back to
So let's talk about the party.
Christmas party.
It was great. I mean, it's the same as it is every year, basically.
Well, the decorations were different.
How?
Yes.
On Main Street.
Well, Main Street
was different.
The garlands. Yeah. The garlands used to block the view of the castle, but I preferred them.
Yeah, so now they just have these kind of metal wreath hangers that come out from the buildings.
Yeah.
They look like something you could get at Kirkland's.
Ugh.
No, they're fine.
They're not.
They're cute.
They look nice.
I thought
they were
some very
pictures.
Cute.
I took some
Did
photos
we post
and you
anything?
Can see the castle. Yeah, I put the Mouse Chat Facebook page has a photo of it.
It looks good, Steve. Did you take that picture?
Yes.
It looks pretty good.
And, they need to be a bit more gingerbread-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're a little too plain.
Well, and we saw, speaking of gingerbread, we saw the parade. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah, so the Christmas parade now has a big Frozen element.
Like the first third of it.
Of course, like everything does now. But yeah, so if you like Frozen,
there were
kids,
5 floats.
Yeah, there's a lot of Frozen floats that they've managed to put together fairly quickly.
Yeah. Do they?
They look nice.
Well, and I think they took those from the parade that was in Hollywood Studios during the Frozen. So that's where those came
nice.
From. But I think they added some too. Because you see Anna and Elsa on a different float.
Yep.
So if you're a big Frozen fan, definitely make sure you go to the Christmas party.
The parade is nice and long. And
it is.
That was probably the highlight of the evening for me was the parade. I just love seeing all the characters. And it was so festive. And it was a nice long 15-20 minute parade. And it was just lovely.
Do you know what the highlight of the evening for me was? Meeting Allison.
Suck up.
Well, then
it was
kind
of exciting.
And then the lines were,
it was fairly
crowded, but the lines were pretty good. I mean, so I think Space Mountain, when I looked at a 10-minute wait, of course we didn't ride it.
We rode Seven Dwarfs like a couple of times.
We did Seven Dwarfs. It had like a 30 to 45 mm-hmm. minute wait.
That's not a bad wait time there.
No.
So during the Christmas party, that's worth, because every time... I don't know. I've heard that it was like an average of 60 minutes normally.
It was like when we were there last week, it was like 110 pretty much. But then it got down to 45. So that wasn't bad.
So it was nice to do that. Main Street's decorated very well.
Speaking of changes, going back a couple minutes, correct me if I'm wrong, but normally don't they just have the hot cocoa and the sugar cookies? This year they added apple slices and apple juice as a free option as well.
I think they've had that for a little while, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they added that maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, maybe I just never noticed because I go straight for the sugar.
The Jingle Cruise is back, but
we skipped it.
I heard they did a little bit more with it this year.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I hope so.
It was horrible.
I'll do it when I go next week.
So yeah, if you have a chance, go ahead and ride it.
It wasn't much
last
year.
Okay, I have to say something. I like it better with the garland.
Yeah, Lauren, I have to agree with you. And I wasn't one of those people who really cared about it blocking the view, but
Neither. I think the garland just made it look so much more Christmassy.
I know.
Well, so the reason they took it down is because the floats now are for the 3 o'clock parade are too big.
And the wreath
would have caught it all on fire.
Yeah, the dragon and all those floats.
That's true. I didn't even think of that.
Too tall.
Yeah, they're all really too tall.
That's why they had to take it down. But we missed you, Sharpie and Lauren.
Yes.
Yeah, I was sad.
Lauren, I didn't have my riding buddy. So like I had to hold myself on Haunted Mansion.
Is that why we had the emergency stop?
It's about time, Lauren.
I was holding myself too
You know,
much.
Some it was time for her to stand on her own two feet. You know? I had to
I'd
do
say
it.
So.
But Chris, you went to other stuff. Did you go to Hollywood Studios?
I did. I went to Hollywood Studios. For some reason, it looked better this year. I don't know. It looked amazing. Of course, Frozen's everywhere. You can get all kinds of food all over the parks with Frozen on it. We all went to Contemporary. If you like Frozen, you know, every year the Contemporary Resort has a gingerbread display, which is right next to the elevators where they have that big mural. And this year it's a Frozen display. It's actually really cute, and they had tons of treats and everything with Frozen stuff on it. If your kids like that kind of thing, or if you like it. And then I went to Epcot.
It's not fair because I missed all. I didn't get to go around to the resorts.
I know.
I just saw the one at the Contemporary.
Oh yeah, wah.
Did you not go to Grand Floridian with us? No, you didn't go to that. Grand Floridian looks really good. There's something new this year. Okay, this is new and it's weird. Disney must have hired a guy to do smoke. Because this year, there's smoke that comes out of the chimney at Grand Floridian, which I've personally never seen before. There's smoke that comes out of the little, if you go on Three Caballeros, there's a little girl that's, one of the dolls is holding like a fireworks, and there's smoke that comes out of it, and that's new. And I know that for certain because my kids will make me ride that like 50 times a trip. But there's also smoke that comes out of the bug and It's a Bug's Life on that billboard as you're leaving.
Yeah,
Disney.
There's always smoke.
There's
there.
Always
that's
been
a, that's
no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
I
always
got
been
excited.
Smoke on the billboard, and I think there's always been smoke on the Three Caballeros.
No, there has not been. Because that
someone
was
back me up.
Someone asked
no,
to
there
post
hasn't.
On Facebook.
I don't remember.
There's not always been smoke coming out of that, and I know that for certain because I had a nerd verify it for me, like
you
a serious
what,
Disney nerd.
Chris,
what?
When you're not with your kids, you make us all go on Three Caballeros too.
I know. I love that ride.
Yeah.
Come on, you can
just,
smell nachos.
Just for the record.
Like the nachos and that's, creepy dolls.
That's when Lisa and I check email.
Mm,
yeah, and cool off.
Mm-hmm. That's a great ride. I love that ride. Anyway,
anything else at Hollywood Studios?
There's nothing new at Hollywood Studios. It looks fantastic, other than the food. But at Epcot, again this year, they started last year. They have Holidays Around the World, which started last Friday, and that's basically just the same kind of kiosks you have during Food and Wine. Now are sort of holiday themed. They don't have as many selections. And unfortunately, they didn't have the donuts in Germany. But yes. But, you know, they have a lot of the same thing. So it's cute.
So they have a same number or just a handful of them?
I would say close to the same number.
Wow.
Like all the countries have one pretty much.
Well, Disney's
really?
Disney has figured out that those little food booths are gold.
And
money makers.
I would say.
They are. So they have them out all the time now.
And they do they have holiday type?
Yes. It's all holiday there? Stuff. Like they would have like Stolen at the Germany Pavilion, and they have like a you know holiday themed kind of drinks. Now I'm not so sure that caramel flavored hot cocoa is German, but they have that. They have a ton of alcohol. It seemed like the emphasis was actually on alcoholic beverages.
Well, that's because the drunker people get, the more money they spend.
Right, exactly. And then of course they have the usual turkey waffle as you first go in. It's usually where they have the dessert one at Food and Wine. I don't remember what it's called. So they have that little turkey waffle. This year, instead of a cornbread waffle, it's sweet potato, which isn't as good.
I can tell you that they are going to make a fortune on December 14th.
Oh, when you're in the park.
Because we're all going to be in there. I'm going to be in Epcot with like 30 people, probably, if not more.
Wow.
And we're going around the world. And
no expense spared.
Well, I don't know about that, but it depends.
It's
going to depend. If we win nationals on Saturday, it'll be a celebratory thing. If we don't win nationals, it'll be a let's drown our sorrows thing.
You know what, Lauren? Don't let any of the kids get the ice cream sundae. There's an ice cream sundae at the first one as you go in, the same one that has that cornbread thing. Sophie got it. And it was like the worst thing ever. There was like no chocolate on it. Anyway, that's beside the point.
No, that is the point.
I know, seriously. And it was $5.
Okay, so you went to... Oh, then did you go over to Boardwalk and...
I did. I went to Boardwalk. I checked out the decorations there. I think those were my favorite. Because that entire resort is super elaborate during the holidays. They had a big gingerbread house that was selling like gingerbread cones, like ice cream cones made out of gingerbread.
Oh, yeah, I saw
gingerbread.
Try that.
I don't know if I've ever... been to the boardwalk during holidays.
Oh, you should go because it's not a huge resort, but they really do it up big. And I went to Beach Club. Yeah. It looks so bad next to Boardwalk.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they have in Beach Club?
They just have that usual carousel and a few swags.
They don't do a lot.
Garlands. And
swags of garland.
You know what was cute though? If you're staying at Art of Animation during the holidays, you will love all the decorations there because there are all these awesome retro, like white Christmas tree and bright colored ornaments. Those were fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'll like them. You would like.
But
those.
I'm not going back.
You'll go back eventually.
Well, not during holiday.
Maybe
next year.
Could be.
Anything else on the holidays around Disney?
The only thing I will say I was tiny bit disappointed by was I didn't think Epcot was as decorated as much as it usually is. Oh, there's an awesome display in France, which was kind of cute. So.
And then they have the narrators. I guess they have
just
the narrators
awesome
in each country and then the candlelight processional.
They have three giant, they look like Christmas ornaments with a cutout. And there's one like with a little Paris scene, another with an Eiffel Tower. It's cute. And I think the other one has like a loaf of bread and an angry French guy in a beret going, "What are you doing?"
You know what's going to be interesting?
Okay. That was my French impression.
That was wonderful, by the way.
Thank you.
Le magnifique.
Stop looking at me.
Well, you're doing your little holiday recall, and Lauren's going to go in a little bit, and she's going to have some stories to tell, and it's going to be completely different.
Because well, that's because she's going to be chasing around. Well, I was chasing around kids, too, come to think of it.
Yeah, I won't even see my kids.
No, so you get to go with just the adults?
No, my kids will be there. I just won't see them.
I need one
do
of those
Do they go
deals.
Off on their own?
They do. At this age, they
what?
Do.
What? They're
yeah.
only 13.
They're going to be with, like, 20 kids, though.
Ooh.
And, frankly, I don't want to deal with them.
Well, that's cool.
Are you just going to find a
Let
bench?
Let Disney deal with them.
We should actually do a show one of these days on... What's the right, like, different things you can allow your kids to do at different ages at Disney?
So what do you do at 13? You just let them go? And,
well, like, yeah, you should know, Steve, Mr. Driving from Sarasota.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
They'll go hit the rides. And we'll walk around the countries. They don't want to do the countries.
Okay.
Let's wrap up.
We didn't talk about the castle.
Oh, we didn't talk about Anna and Elsa letting it go because
you
guys didn't see that,
you
right?
You want to spoil it for Lauren?
Yeah, do you? No. Let's let Lauren report.
I already
that.
Know about it.
Oh, you watched the video? Yeah. Okay, first of all, as a short person, I have no idea what was happening up there.
Well,
what are we
problem.
Talking about?
About, okay, so if you recall in the past, Anna and Cinderella, or the fairy godmother, I'm sorry, would come out and she would light the castle lights and she would get help from you to decorate the castle for Cinderella. And it was a very cute little show. Now they actually have something a little more elaborate. They have Anna and Elsa come out. There's a little bit of music. Olaf comes out. And I think Kristoff. And they just light the castle. It's pretty cute. It's impossible to see it. If you're going to do it, you're going to want to camp out.
You got to get there so early.
Yeah, I would say 45 minutes prior. We got there about a half hour prior. And we were close, but I couldn't see anything.
Well, the problem, because it's all flat.
Yes.
There's no, incline to the...
And everybody,
everybody's tall and they got their kids on their shoulders and you can't...
I hate when they do that.
Yeah, and you can't see because it's just a flat stage up there and everybody's taller than you. It's tough. So you can see the actual castle light, but you can't see the actors
and
actresses.
Steve, next time you can get on my shoulders, okay?
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And then Chris finally gets to see and then like some guy puts his kid on his shoulder.
There were just these big, tall people in front of us. All the kids, my kids whined and whined and whined during the whole thing. Mom, we can't see anything. So
it's very hard to see anything.
We should have just gotten up front because that's usually what we do for the castle show. But we just never got a chance. It was very cold last week. And you know what? If you're going down there, please bring winter coats because we saw so many people walking around with blankets from their resort room because they were caught off guard. And if you live in like Minnesota, you think, 65, 55, that's not bad. But it's very damp down there and it gets really cold at night. So please bring something and don't make me sad thinking about you in the parks.
Or you could just buy a beach towel. And
or
wrap
you could
it.
Buy an extremely
We've
expensive $75 sweatshirt and still not be warm. Just bring a winter coat.
Yeah. Layers. Layers is key.
Yeah. Like the coats that have the zip out liners. We had that for Thomas and my little other one, Sophie, so that, they could go back and forth.
Yeah. We went, well, it's a story for another day. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Steve's giving me the finger roll.
The magic finger roll.
Yeah. So I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or mousechat.net to download them. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send them to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.